Okay, take a deep breath, settle in. The title of my talk today is The Spirit and Sizzle of Autumn. Let me begin with a few quotes of the season from a few poets. Stanley Horowitz said, "Winter is an etching, spring a watercolor, summer an oil painting, and autumn is a mosaic of them all." Albert Camus said, "Autumn is a second spring, where every leaf is a flower." Friedrich Nietzsche said, "Notice that autumn is more the season of the soul than of nature." And I'm reminded that God is the greatest artist. Through nature, God is able to teach us, speak to us, and provide for us. We live in the beautiful Midwest that has four distinct seasons, of which I am grateful. Wherever you live, fall is a time of going back to school and a harbinger of upcoming holidays, such as Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, amongst others. We place pumpkins, corn stalks, and mums on the front porch. We decorate our lawns with graveyards and skeletons. Santa's sleigh, lights, and nativity scenes. The meaning of fall is different to everyone. Some find a spiritual connection with the season, while others get nostalgic over the memories. For some, holiday allows us to be whoever we want to be and eat whatever we want to eat. Pumpkin spice lattes and pumpkin craft beers. Some of us religiously watch Monday, Thursday, and Sunday football. Fall is almost the most perfect season because it theoretically has everything we want and need to be happy. The early, still warm days of summer. This is my favorite time of the year. I remember as a child, I loved to rake the maple leaves in our backyard with my little brother, and we would rake the leaves in big piles in front of our swing set. And then we would swing back and forth, going higher and higher until we jumped off and for the most part landed in that pile of leaves. And we would do that again and again until the pile is flattened and we do it all over again. We had an elm tree out front. I remember raking the leaves out there and then just plopping myself into the middle of the pile of leaves, just nestling myself, rolling around, and looking at the sky as I watched God move and shape the clouds just for me, while unconsciously experiencing a sacred connection to the earth. People say that raking can be hard and exhausting, but there is such delight and lying upon a pile of leaves, just looking up into the autumn sky and taking in that earthy, woodsy smell of leaves. Sadly, this is becoming a lost art as today's leaves are being mowed and mulched, which makes the environmentalist happy. I get it. When I became older, I loved to walk through the leaves in the forest and in the parks, often visiting Morton Arboretum to immerse myself in a masterpiece of color and to connect with the energy of the earth. Every year I say I'm going to take a road trip to see the fall colors of rust and red and yellow and orange. And one of these days I'm going to do it. Autumn was and is a time of collecting leaves and pine cones. It's going to a pumpkin patch, an apple orchard, having hot apple cider apple cider donuts. A time to put away your summer clothes and pull out your warm, cozy ones. Watching again the movie, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Trick-or-treating with your friends at Halloween. And being with family, grandma, aunts, uncles, and cousins at Thanksgiving. It's a time of good cheer and Christmas shopping. A season drenched in tradition, fall is the perfect time to reflect and embrace change. Fall represents a time for transformation, personally, spiritually, as well as environmentally. As the bright colors of fall fade away and the leaves make their final descent, rich brown and charcoal colors take the center stage. This is and becomes a decaying season, but the rotting ritual that surrounds us has another face. Compost and mulch are food for the soil. There is life in this dying. Autumn then teaches us the truth, the reality that nothing lasts forever. I thank God has the season of autumn just to help us remember to cherish life. As the years have gone by, I have found it very easy to disconnect with the spirit, the energy of the earth, as we become so busy within our lives. We've become disconnected spiritually. We've got work to do, children to raise, meetings to get to, appointments to keep, emails to read, Facebook and Twitter to keep up with, friends to connect with, and spouses to love. The time and seasons pass us by. The circle of life passes us by. We become listless, stressed, and often find little to be enthused or passionate about. However, this is only the physical, the surface of what autumn is, that outer journey that mirrors an inner spiritual journey. So how can we get in touch with the spiritual side of autumn? In this cyclical cycle of autumn that holds a spiritually unique place, I have found if we make sure to align ourselves with the seasons, we tend to stay connected on a spiritual level. More than any other season, people feel a spiritual connection to fall. They feel that they are closer, for a time, to something unnameable and immutable. And indeed, they are. While autumn may not seem to have the sizzle of, say, summer does, in its own way, it does through our celebrations and habitual holiday rituals. And we keep the sizzle ongoing through our spiritual power of zeal. Zeal is that unity power to be enthusiastic and passionate, to inspire, to motivate, to excite. It just so happens that October's monthly power is zeal. In November, it is letting go. And in December, it is life. Listen, and you may hear little tidbits of each throughout my talk. So to keep and strengthen our spiritual connection in the fall, I have discerned there are three actions that we can take. These actions bring wisdom, the zest, and the spirit of autumn to our consciousness. They are reflection, gratitude, and letting go. Step one, make time for reflection. It's important to recognize the actions that we have taken place this year. Reflection allows us to see how our actions have affected ourselves as well as those that are in our lives. It helps us to gain insight and to see how to move forward. We can use reflection as an opportunity to transform each experience into wisdom and restore balance and direction if needed. As the fall season signifies the final harvest from the fields, it's also time to review how well or if the seeds of our thoughts and dreams we planted earlier have flourished into an abundant harvest for us. For example, back at the beginning of the year, during the burning bowl ceremony, perhaps your spiritual focus was to be more joyful. And you wrote on your white stone, joy. Wanting that joy that comes from within. I would ask you, has your joy grown this year? Or whatever word that you put on that stone? On the other hand, did you put away your stone and forgotten it? Some reflection questions to ask yourself during this time. What is the most satisfying and fulfilling for you at this time of your life? When do you feel most joy? What inspires you with zeal and enthusiasm? The answer may be a variety of interest, anywhere from traveling, meeting new people, learning a new sport, a hobby, or more. Fall is the end of many things, but it can also be a new beginning. Fall brings home to our consciousness the challenge to live every day, each day, to the fullest. So I would suggest to practice mindfulness, experience being fully aware, recommit yourself to prayer and meditation, surround yourself with people who energize you instead of drain you. When you follow your passion and actively do things that make you feel enthusiastic and accomplished, you are aligned with spirit. Step two, adopt an attitude of gratitude. In 2008, a young woman, Australian woman, Haley Bartholomew, gave a TED Talk. She found she wasn't enjoying life. Haley described herself as feeling lost and stuck on a treadmill. It was almost inexplicable to her. She was married to a man she loved and had beautiful children who held her heart. So why was she feeling so down about her life? Haley sought the counsel of a nun, a spiritual advisor, who advised her to spend some time each day reflecting on something for which she was grateful. Haley expanded this and began a project she called 365 Grateful. Every day, she took a photo of something for which she was grateful. This time changed her life, for it allowed her to see things she never noticed. She had found her expectations got in the way of being grateful. Haley had always thought of her husband as being unromantic. One day, she took a picture of him serving up dinner. And in this picture, she noticed that the piece of pie was the biggest piece of pie that was on her plate. And at that time, she realized that the largest portion was always on her plate. A small but profound way her husband showed his care for her. Haley had found mothering a boring job. But as she took photos of her children holding their hands out to her, watching them playing and exploring, she discovered how much joy and wonder there was in their world, in her world. She learned to look at life, her world, a different way. Through the art of gratitude, Haley found herself lifted out of her rut and celebrating life. Our outer world often reflects our inner world. In this case, when we are in a rut, it takes a physical action, an awareness, a conscious thought, a movement to reactivate that passion, that zest, that enthusiasm, the sizzle within once again. We cannot save our gratitude only for Thanksgiving Day. We end up being a person who is listless and has little zest for life. In the spirit of harvest and reflection, it is suggested to take the time to offer gratitude to each person you meet this year. Do this whether the encounter was positive or not. By doing so, each person who created an impact on our journey is honored at their soul level. Even from the most unwelcome situations experienced this year, we have learned and grown from living through them. This year, try showing your appreciation by stating, "Thank you," in recognition of something that someone has done for you. Send a short message of thanks and include an inspirational quote or saying to express your gratefulness. What would I do without you in my life? For all that you do, for all you are, I will be forever grateful you are in my life. And step three, learn to let go. Consider, as autumn sets in, the areas of your life that need to be let go of, that no longer serve you, gets in your way, and needs to wither. Jesus spoke of this in his parable of the grain of wheat. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." So long as a grain of wheat keeps on being on that kernel, on a stalk of the wheat, it remains just that, a lone kernel of wheat among many such kernels. Only when the seed is detached from the stalk or it falls to the ground where it buries itself and germinates, the original seed dies. Thus, does it have a chance of producing more grain? A unity interpretation of that is this. As with all of Jesus' teachings, this strong statement seems on the surface to refer to his own imminent process. However, this has an important metaphysical depth for all of us on our own spiritual journey. The Son of Man is glorified when we choose to release an old belief or habit or addiction and move forward into a new dimension of spiritual expression. It usually involves releasing something that was once positive and helpful, but has become a false idol because we believe it to be our source of personal good. In truth, we know that God is our source for all good, and stepping into the spiritual unknown is always a step into the greater good of expression. But letting go is not easy. It often feels like a death. We look for that easier, softer way of moving forward without surrendering to God our fear-based attachments. Trust me, there is no easier, softer way. I've tried it. To experience this year's harvest, to claim the next dimension of our good, we must release last year's grain and surrender to that greater power that is divine love. Of great importance to remember during this time is that the only constant in life is what? Change. Events will occur, choices are made, and actions are generated. While the past cannot be altered, the bountiful harvest of wisdom gained from each experience is a gift. Life can present us with great tragedy and tremendous joy. With a discerning mind, we can locate the grains of wisdom and insight to plant as seeds for the future. Fall then is the time to allow that fearful part of you to fall away and to be replaced by confidence. Come the winter solstice, you will be born anew, and this will become a part of you. This fall, I look forward to the change of colors, the change of temperature, the change of food, holidays, and two new little four-footed friends I'm adopting at the end of this month. I will collect colorful leaves to bring the colors of the season indoors, as they are a reminder of me of the wonder of the season. Though I'll be busy with work, classes, getting to know my two new friends, I will add a time of reflection to my prayer and meditation. I will give thanks in all circumstances. I will release that which no longer serves me and be open to my abundant good. Now, while I may only watch a few football games, I am looking forward to my chai tea latte from Starbucks, pumpkin pie, comfy clothes, and a good book, and the time to read it. During this fall season, I ask you to take the time to connect to the world around you. Slow down by simply being mindful and being present. Turn off your devices. Go outside. Take a pilgrimage of leaves, being mindful of the color of sky and grass and leaf and stone, of the feel of the air, of the scents and textures, and the sights all around you. Don't let its significance pass you. Allow yourself to feel the sizzle. Reflect, be grateful, let go. And as you do so, ask yourself, what do I need to release? Pay attention to what nature is doing around you. Everything has a purpose, including the changing of seasons. Nature reminds us to keep changing, to not allow ourselves to become stagnant. Remember, through nature, God is able to teach us, speak to us, and provide for us. By reconnecting with the seasons, you will find yourself renewed and reborn each year, better and better than you were before. So allow yourself to be open to the spiritual possibilities as you enjoy that crisp air and listen through the whispering voice of the dancing leaves. Listen. They may just have a great wisdom to impart to you. You may find yourself affirming, just as Charles Fillmore did, "I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm and spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that ought to be done by me." And so it is.